as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He says, for they are life to those who find them. They are life. And they are health to their body or their flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said my son. Everybody look at it. This is God begging his children to give themselves to the word of God. Is that my son? Pay attention to my words. This morning, God is speaking to somebody. Says, my child, please pay attention to the word of God, to the Bible. Pay attention to the scripture that is on your phone and the scripture that you carry every day. Don't just carry it like a handbag. Don't just carry it like something unimportant. He says, my son, attend to my words. And incline your ears to my sayings, my preachings, my messages. That's what's speaking to us.
So I said, oh, now, go home. And he said, oh, see, man, see, myself, I'm a walk home, and then my master, and home.
He says, oh, they are life to those who find them. And they are healing to their health, to their flesh. Please announce to somebody by you, the word of God will give you life. Contained in that Bible on your bed is life.
And the old Bible one, that person, you know, and I find a woman.
Contained in the four that you read every day on the page is life.
And somehow we can free a sorry page. So you know and I find a woman.
Contained in the messages that I keep preaching to you is life and healing to your body.
Now and some of that is that I say that I can share no and I find a woman.
So I pray that as I speak this morning, may life enter into any dying soul here.
Yeah.
Any dying business receives life.
Yeah.
Any dying marriage receives life. Receives life.
Amen.
Any dying financial life receives life.
Amen.
Whatever seems to be dying in your life is coming back to life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I see it.
Be not a humble shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
You have to pay attention to the word of God this year. You must pay attention to reading it, to studying it, to hearing it, to following it, so that you can have the presence of God with you wherever you find yourself.
I was able to see what I'm not going to be able to do. I'm not going to be able to do.
The word of God is potent, either by speaking it, either the spoken word or the written word is potent. Whether the written one or the spoken one, it has life to change your life. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. He gave us another advice. God gives us an advice. Colossians 3:16. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Please announce to someone, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
It's not being cut out.
It is spirit. And because it is spirit, it has a way it makes up. The more it dwells in you, it makes you spiritual. Colossians 3:16, where we just read, it says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs. When the word of God is in you richly, you can be nothing other than spiritual. That is why last week I told you that the more the word of God in you, the more supernatural you are. The reason is because the word is spirit, and the more it falls in you, the more you eat it, you are becoming spiritual. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says that then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. The Spirit entered me when he was speaking to me. As I am speaking, the Spirit is entering into certain people. As I am reading, as you are reading the word, the Spirit in the word is entering into you. As for listening to my messages in your house, in your office, in your kitchen, the Spirit of God will enter into
you.
As Jesus spoke, Lazarus, rise up. The Spirit entered into the dead body and came
back. Lazarus, be
so as he spoke to me, his spirit entered me. So when you go for the word of God, you are born for the spirit, and the spirit makes you spiritual. The presence of God around him. A lot of times you ask people what kind of person you want to marry. I want a spiritual guy. I want a spiritual lady.
Meanwhile,
when we ask you that who is a spiritual man, who is a spiritual woman, you are more idea. Meanwhile, you say you want a spiritual person. Now, when we say someone is spiritual, number one, it means that the person carries the presence of God. You meet the person, you get close to the person, and you can sense that God is in the person.
So,
it means that the person lives his life according to the word. The person lives in the word. For the word is spirit.
It
means that the word has filled you richly. The word of Christ has filled the person richly. So when the person is talking, he keeps quoting scripture. When the person is talking, he keeps applying scripture. When situations happen to the person keeps applying. The Bible says you should do this, so I did this. No, the Bible says you should do that. No, the Bible says you should not do this. That's why I didn't do it. No, the Bible, every time you're around the person does things because the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. Now, that is the definition of a spiritual guy. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife used to tell me that before she met me, she had written some scriptures down that whoever will propose to her, if the person is the right person, the person should be able to bring out these two scriptures. What a proposal.
That for her to know that God, this is the right man for me. Let him be able, not even one, and they have a chance man and a fine. Two, you should be able to give out these two things scriptures.
Because
he's looking for a spiritual person. And she gave specific scripture the person should be able to talk to her about.
If your country and pause and write it, would it be
in the process of loving her?
Let me say if you will.
You should be able to bring out this scriptures. Wow.
She said, "You want the scriptures?"
Okay. Me, I didn't know.
Maybe
you would have gone to look for Oliver since you had the baby in my sugar and you had the mosquito in my net. And me, I didn't know those things.
Amen.
And Gina, did I know that she has something written down? So for me, I was just talking to her. I was just doing my loving skills. Just let her know that I love you and believe that you are the one. But then, as I kept talking to her, unknowing to me, I quoted the two scriptures that she secretly wrote down years ago that her husband should be able to give to her to show that anyway, other guys have met her. Or we now are spiritual people, prayer, fire people. Not just me.
I remember not
able to decode that. But the God of rescue.
That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
Number two.
Reason why the word of God is so important to us and we must be studying it and reading
it now
is because the word of God is God and it will make you know Him. The word of God is God and it will make you know Him. The word of God is God and it will make you know Him. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And all things through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. So the Bible tells us that the Word of God that we carry about is actually God Himself. If your words are filled with lies and deception,
answer me.
If your words are always lies and deception, who are you? If your words are always filled with I'll kill you, if your words are always filled with I like you, I want to enjoy this world, if your words are so is it right for me to say that every man is essentially his way?
If you make me answer, can I
say that now?
Make me
answer. Every man is essentially his way.
Say,
when we know how your words are, we can tell who you are on the inside. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth manifests. So the things you say can make me know who you are. Your words are lies, I know you are a liar. So when you are eating the word of God, you are reading the Bible, you are eating God, you are feeding yourself with God. Because the word of God is God. The word of God is God. The word of God is God. So the one who takes it, and it will make you know Him. As with the word of God, you are getting to know God. How He, in His ways, His acts, His miracles, His way of doing things. Bible says that He revealed His ways to Moses and His acts to the children of Israel. All through what? His word. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Look at chapter 3, verse 21. Bible says, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word. The Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word. That means that Samuel got to know God through His word.
God got you his word.
From today, may you know God through His word. But I said, may you know God through His word. Because He
said,
you need to know what God thinks about everything you are doing.
You are
making decisions. You should be able to know that God would like me to do
Doing well in your career, you're doing well. Your
the word of God. And in the word he mentioned the things about it morning and evening. Help me advise somebody by you. Plant yourself in the word. You will be fruitful. Tell it. Plant yourself in the word and you will never be dry in life. Tell it. You'll never be dry. The reason why you are being dry, you are a child of God, but you are being dry in life is because you are not planted in the word. But from today,
you will be fruitful.
Say, I will be fruitful. Tell the one by you, you'll be fruitful. Because you are going to start studying the word of God from today. Tell him, you are going to start studying the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four.
It's life. The word of God is life. It is life. And it will make you have eternal life. From what we read Proverbs 4:22, he said that my son, give attention to my words and incline your ears to my sayings. Why? He said that because they are life to those who find them. The word of God is what will give you eternal life. The more word you have in you, the more eternal life that we see every day.
That's why
the Bible says that the more we look into the word, we are looking into the mirror and we are being changed into Jesus. Every time you read your Bible, you are changing a certain area of your life. Life in a certain area of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm teaching?
Yeah.
Nobody can be born again if you don't hear the word of God or believe in the word of God.
Yeah, nobody
can have eternal life without the word of God. And when you receive the word of God and you come born again, you need to keep receiving the word of God on a daily basis so that you will grow in that life until you appear again. That's what we call eternal life. Clap your two hands for that. Amen. The first John 5:13. It says, these things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So you also believe in Jesus, who has said
Jesus, you know,
in the word of God, they have eternal life.
They have eternal
life.
And
the Bible says in John 5:39, it says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So the word of God is the keeper of eternal life. The more word of God you have, the more life you have. And I pray that everyone here who is destined to die young, may the word of God grant you long life.
Amen.
I said, may the word of God grant you long life.
Amen.
I said, may the word of God grant you more life. His truth shall be your shield and your comfort, your protection. The word of God. Number five, it's health, and it will make you healthy and strong. The word of God, it is health, and it will make you healthy and strong. Physical strength, health,
and vital.
Listen, the word of God is medicinal. To all who eat it, it's medicine. If you hear the word of God and you give yourself to listening to the word of God, it's like you are giving yourself to taking dosages of medicine. Medicine for your body, not just your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of you are sick.
Yes,
you don't take the word of God that can heal.
And
for those of you who are physically sick, just by reading the word of God, I tell you with faith, you can be healed. Your butter,
it's your mattress, it's your milk, it's your food, it's your bills, it's your meat.
Somebody go for the wedding. Tell him, go for the wedding. It is your daily bread. What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 4 or in Luke chapter 4? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Because man is not a body alone. Man is not flesh alone. Man is a spirit. So man cannot live by only the physical food. Because man is not only physical. Man is a spiritual being. So man must also live by the word of God. That's why Jesus said that man shall also live by the word of God. Every word that we see. That means that man will die without the word. A lot of your spiritual lives are dead because you don't eat. You don't have daily bread. You don't eat. So you are dead in the spirit. You can't pray anymore. So you are tired. You don't feel like coming to church because you are dead in the spirit. Because there is no word of God in your life. But I pray for everyone here that as you are living this place, you will have appetite for the word of God. Say amen wherever you're sitting. And clap your two hands together. Say, I will read the word. Say, I will go for the word. Say, I will listen to the word. So that I will grow heavenly in the spirit. Amen. Acts 20:32 and 1 John 2:14. 1 John 2:14. Said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, for you are strong, because the word of God abides in you. Number 7, the word of God is light. And it will guide you and give you direction in life. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So he will direct your path. In verse 133, he said, direct my steps by your word. By the way, if you don't know the word of God, you lack direction. I said, if you don't know the word of God, you lack direction in life. Because you don't know what to do with your life. You'll be confused at every junction in your life. But I pray for everyone here that you will not lack direction from today.
Amen.
Let your amen be a resounding one.
Amen.
Say, I will not lack direction. I will not be confused in life. And I will not miss my way. In Jesus' name. Say an amen and clap your hands.
Amen.
That's right. Number 8. It is truth. And it sanctifies you and changes your mind. The word of God is truth. It washes you and changes your mind. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth, for your word is truth. Sanctify them by your truth, for your word is truth. How can you clean your ways? How can you stop doing the bad things that you are doing? Unless you have the word of God strong in your heart. Unless you have the word of God in your heart. Then number 9, because the word of God is wisdom, and it will give you wise counsel in all things. The word of God is wisdom. If you go for the word, you will be wise.
Have you noticed
that
every young child who starts taking God seriously,
some of you didn't become born again early, so you were not hearing God's word. But those of us who at least got to know God early, most of the times when we speak somewhere, say, it's not bad here. Or you're in the same old, or come in the same old.
The reason is because when you know God early, you become wise. You say things that are higher than you. You think about things that are higher than you. May you wise. I pray for that. Say, may you wise. As you make decisions of who to marry, where to stay, where to travel to, what to do with your life, how to pass your exam, I pray that may God make you wise. May God make you wise. So that you succeed in life.
Amen.
But how this not comes from the word. The more word of God you read every day, the more wise you become. How can I want to be wise? Civilization is not what the world is portraying to you. Civilization is the word of God. Now, the Bible tells us, listen. 2 Timothy 3:15. Is that and from childhood you have known the holy scriptures which are able to save you and to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus? So the word of God is able to do what? Save you. It's able to make you wise for salvation.
He's
able to make you know that when you do this, you waste your life. Don't do it. Your friends will be telling you, oh, take a boyfriend. You know, now it's normal. Everybody has a boyfriend. Make you wise. For you to know that there is time for everything. There's a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time to have a boyfriend to marry. And there's a time that you are not ready for marriage. You don't need anybody in your life for marriage.
Not with sex.
That's what I'm talking about. Even that one, there's a time.
The Bible says,
it is your weapon to attack.
May you be victorious in everything you do.
Amen. And then finally, the word of God is your inheritance, and it delivers all your blessings. As a
proof.
It's what God gave you. And it's great to have all your blessings. Acts 20:32. That's all we have standing. And let's read this scripture together. I'm closing you. Let's read this scripture together. Change the version. Let's read this scripture together. I like reading with people. Are you ready? Hello, are you ready?
Yes.
Let us read it. One, go. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all that are sanctified. Now, take notice of the words there. One is commend. Commend means I am recommending you to some people. May suggest your. He says, I commend you to God. I recommend you that you should go for God. And you can understand. I encourage you to get close to God. That's what he said. And now let's read it one more time. And now I commend you to God. His grace. The Bible is called the word of his grace. Say the word of his grace.
The word of his grace.
Which is able to build you up. Say the word will build me up. Say I am being built up. My morals, my character is being built up. My behavior is being built up. You see, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And you know what? And to give you the inheritance among all that are sanctified. That is Christians. So, what delivers your inheritance into your hand is what? Is what? What gives you what God has planned for your life is what? Is the word of God that transfers the inheritance from heaven to you. Without the word of God, you'll be a child of God and you get no property from God. No blessing.
So we are going to answer any one of our way and go from ever.
From today, I am also commend you to the word of God. I commend you to that Bible you have not been reading. I commend you to that Bible you have never opened on your phone. I commend you to that Bible you don't listen to, you don't read. I command you to the messages you have not received. For they are able to hand over your inheritance to your prosperity to you. That is why Joshua 1:8 says that for if you meditate on the word day and night, it will make you be able to do it and to prosper. In whatever you do, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. Shall prosper. Not poverty, not suffering, not harsh, but you will prosper in whatever you do. May that be your testimony.
Amen.
May that be your testimony.
Amen.
May that be your testimony.
Amen.
Read it with me. Read it. Everybody, read it for yourself. One, go.
But the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there on day and night.
Day and
night.
You must read your Bible day and
night.
You must listen to messages day and
night.
So that what will happen? Come on, what will happen? So that you can practice it. Otherwise, you will never practice it. Then when you practice it, what will happen? For then thou shalt make what? Don't you want to prosper?
So we do.
Don't you want your way to be full of success?
This is the highway for children of God to prosper.
The word of God.
The word of God. Clap your hands. Let's clap your hands. Say, Father, grant me a supernatural desire for the word of God. Grant me a supernatural appetite to read your word this week and after this week. In the name of Jesus, so that I will profit, so that I will be wise, so that I will have eternal life, so that I will grow strong, so that I will prosper in all things, so that I will have good health and vitality.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now.
There is power.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.